This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I have a pretty good show lined up for you today. A lot of discussion with analysts. We're going to stay out of politics right now in light of the debate that's coming up here on next Wednesday. That is going to be interesting, and we will have comments on that for sure. But let's talk about economics this time, mostly in a macro sense. Chatting with Rick Rule for the first two segments of the show. Rick, I want to talk a little bit about gold in a macro sense right now. You know, I feel very strongly that gold right now is showing an incredible amount of resilience. We are slowly, as of this recording anyway, getting through a resistance level of $1,340 an ounce. I think that if we break over $1,350 an ounce, we're probably going to be in pretty good shape. I want to give one personal opinion on that, though, and that is I feel very strongly that the reason gold is showing the resilience that it is right now is because of the amount of, I don't know, for lack of better terms, uncertainty out there, both in a geopolitical sense and certainly in an economic sense. I don't think that's enough of a driver to get gold to go up significantly higher in price, but I feel very strongly that it is enough of a driver to keep gold above the $1,300 level. And I personally would be amazed if we say, as some of the pundits are predicting, that we're going to see gold drop back into the 1200s. What do you think, my friend?
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you, Al, except for that I have a 40-year track record of being surprised on occasion when I think something can happen. You know, when let's talk about the headwinds against gold before we talk about the upside, because I think a lot of your subscribers just pay attention to the upside and not pay attention to the downside. In the first instance, the world seems to be becoming complacent again with regards to a troubled economic situation. The complacency, I think, is a function of the fact that the markets are very liquid. And I think that cash is a soporific. All the cash sloshing around financial markets makes people complacent. If you look, as an example, at the volatility index, the VIX, I think it's at 11. I mean, people are sound asleep in terms of risk. The second near-term headwind that gold is facing, ironically, is Brexit and the weakness in the European periphery, which, while it will be good for the gold markets, I think, over the long term, in the near term strengthens the U.S. dollar, which is the denominator in the gold price. It's estimated that there are 16 trillion euros, so about 18 trillion U.S. dollars, in private investable assets in Europe, and it wouldn't surprise me to see 10% of that money, something like $1.8 trillion, flow into U.S. debt and equity markets in the next 12 to 18 months in a safe haven trade. And I think that that will strengthen the dollar relative to other currencies and mediums of exchange. We saw the same set of circumstance in 2001, where external factors buoyed the dollar, and being gold was denominated in dollars, gold didn't do as well during the dollar as we would have otherwise anticipated. So I think that the headwinds in front of us are complacency due to liquidity and strength in the U.S. dollar, not as a consequence really of the strength of the U.S. economy, but rather as a consequence of the weakness of other economies. I think in terms of the upside in gold that the catalyst is in place now. It's in zero interest rates and negative interest rates take away the ultimate attractiveness of any other safe haven trade. The primary safe haven trade, of course, on a global basis being the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So my suspicion is that the U.S. 10-year Treasury over the next 12 to 18 months will be stronger than it otherwise would have been, because at a 1.4 or 1.5% yield, it is competing with zero or negative interest rate products in Europe, and as a consequence of that is relatively attractive. My suspicion, and it's just that, is that the next 12 to 18 month time frame sees gold at first flat, maybe down a little bit at first flat, and then I think you see that gold in the US dollar for a while will rise in tandem, just like they did in 1976, just like they did in 2002. And my suspicion is that that will be a precursor for a very good move in gold, even in U.S. gold versus, even in gold versus U.S. dollar terms. Sorry for that lengthy answer, but you asked me a nuanced question.
Rick, we always appreciate your answers. And I just want to say from a technical level, if we do continue to see a sideways, choppy move, even if we do move back down and go sub 1300 marginally, that is still very healthy on a technical basis, very much a natural correction from the gains that we've been seeing this year. But that being said, I want you to address what some of the pundits out there are saying in terms of potential bubbles in the market. If we did see a significant pullback in the U.S. markets, or let's say a big hit to home prices around the U.S., do you think that gold gets hit because of potential margin calls that come in and the liquidity of that asset?
Absolutely. The truth is that gold is now a financial asset. And to the extent that we have a liquidity squeeze in financial markets, it's important to know that the investors don't make the disposition decisions. The margin clerks do. And the margin clerks sell anything with a bid. In the near term, liquidity constriction takes absolutely no prisoners, gold included. In the 3 to 6 month time frame, the gold quote does well in periods of uncertainty. But the immediate consequence of a liquidity squeeze is that everything sells off. You will recall in September of 2008, if ever there should have been a time for financial concern, that was it. And the gold price went off because everything that had a bid got sold to meet margin calls. The same circumstance, Corey, you're not old enough to remember this, but Al certainly is. Way back in the stock market crash of 1987, the gold stocks held up against that crash for precisely 24 hours before they fell in half, too. Liquidity squeezes in the near term take no prisoners.
Well, no, they really don't. There's no question about that. But the thing that concerns me right now, though, about the overall market, for lack of better terms, Rick, is it really has spread in a very serious way to other parts of the world right now. You know, you and I and Corey have been very aware, along with all of our colleagues, of the tenuous nature of the U.S. economy. But having said that, it's spreading in a major way right now into Europe. I mean, it's hard to say how the situation with the Deutsche Bank is going to come out. That situation concerns me, but it doesn't concern me nearly as much as what Angela Merkel said earlier in the week, talking about the general condition of the German economy and, more importantly, the European economy. I personally think that the catalyst for gold may very well be the downfall of the euro, and I don't mean the euro necessarily as a monetary device, but I mean the euro as a geographic, as an economic area. Any quick comments on that?
You know, you're a little above my pay grade now.
Come on.
I'm really a credit analyst. I certainly, when I look at the Deutsche Bank balance sheet, in a free market, we wouldn't be having this discussion because the bank would have been broke 7 years ago. It would have been shot in the head and put away. This really gets down to a giant confidence game. The European Central Bank has been able to do what is really quantitative easing and drag asset purchases for a very long time, and they have long since crossed over from buying merely public debt to buying public and private debt. To the extent that the populace is willing to allow them to continue to do this, without question, they'll be able to get away with it.
Rick, unfortunately, we are out of time. Anybody that wants to hear the full unedited version of this interview, go check out our website, kereport.com. Stick around. We're going to be right back, continuing our discussion with Rick Rule, this time discussing different valuation metrics for resource companies.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You're
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Rick Rule right now. We're going to go in a bit of a different direction. In the last segment, we talked a little bit about macro issues, specifically precious metals and general economic conditions. This time, we're going to go into micro issues in terms of valuation methods for gold stocks. Rick, you're the best in the world when it comes to that. What would you suggest that our listeners learn from what you're about to say?
Well, the thing that brought this conversation up is a discussion that people have concerning a valuation metric where they compare and contrast companies based on their gross reserves versus their market capitalization. In other words, the dollar of market capitalization per ounce of reserve and resource. It's a simple metric, easy to understand, and people like to grasp things that don't require an awful lot of work. For an analyst, it's easy to calculate. It's just arithmetic. For a reader of a research report, you look at it and take it at face value. The trouble is it doesn't have any value whatsoever, Al. In the first instance, many people don't segregate between reserve ounces and resource ounces. In other words, the difference between real gold and trade-for gold. In the second instance, the valuation metric doesn't take into account whether the ounce will be produced, whether it would be produced next year or 20 years from now, which, of course, if you put a discount rate in, cash received 20 years from now has much less value than cash received now. It doesn't take into account the capital cost of putting that ounce into production, nor does it take into account the operating cost associated with producing that ounce. The truth is, it's an easy-to-understand metric that's absolutely valueless, yet it is one of the most important driving metrics in the market today, which is a different way of saying that the market is more fiction-based than fact-based in terms of valuation, which is truly strange. It's as though governments were running the market, but in fact, it's the investor's own stupidity that's causing these strange calculations.
Well, I think the biggest issue with a calculation like enterprise value per ounce is simply that it is so simplistic in that sense, and people find it easy to compare. But you are right, Rick. Every property, every deposit is very different, and I think needs to be considered in that sense. But there is many different studies out there that companies go through to try to present to investors the feasibility of certain projects and even the economics of certain projects in terms of PEAs, PFAs, any of these type of studies. What do you like to pay the closest attention to when you're analyzing a property?
Net asset value, net present value. We take the company's reserves and resources. We discount those which are resources by the cost that it will take to upgrade them to reserves. And then we do our best to build a model scheduling out the cash flow. We use a much more conservative discount rate than the industry does. The industry right now is discounting out your cash flow at 5% because they say that gold is a commodity that will be less inflation sensitive, so you can use lower discount rates. They use 10% in the oil business and 5% in the gold business. We do something very different. We discount the net present value of a deposit at what we think the company's cost of capital will be. We think using a discount rate that's appreciably lower than the company's cost of capital is a very different type of fiction. And we have seen that non-investment grade issuers, in terms of raising development capital for building gold mining projects, are paying in the range of 15%. So we use a 15% discount. What that means is that the net present values that we at Sprott are using are about half of the net present value that most of our competitors are using, although we use them across the board, so the investment outcomes are often not different. But I think that the single most important metric, I think, is net present value of future cash flows. And by the way, when we do it, we don't make gold price assumptions or silver price assumptions. We use the forward strip in commodities markets. In other words, we use the market as our forward pricing assumption.
Yeah, you know, Rick, you're pretty sophisticated in your valuation methods, and that's obviously one of the reasons for, you know, the success of you and your colleagues over the last, as you say, 40 years or thereabouts. I think one thing when you look at valuations, particularly talking about junior gold mining companies, I think a really strong consideration, I hate to go back to this very simplistic basic, but something that I've looked at with my, you know, with in my investing over the years basically is the people. And I have to tell you, I'm looking at the market right now. I'm looking at the whole spectrum of the junior resource market. And I'm seeing some companies out there that wouldn't even come close to be getting a strong valuation from you and your colleagues. But their probably stocks are going to do pretty well because we've got some pretty sophisticated stock promoters out there, Rick.
I agree with you. I'm not willing to pay too much for promotion, although it lowers the cost of capital going forward.
Mm-hmm.
What promotion does for a small retail investor is it gives them the liquidity to trade the stock. If you're Sprott and you're managing and or administering $12 billion,
mm-hmm.
near-term liquidity isn't of use to you. It's really a function of the cost of capital. The truth is that we can't trade out of a position unless we're right, unless there's real volume. But certainly the valuation based on people that you describe is a very worthwhile metric, and I'd like to illustrate that for you, Al. Some years ago, I did what was on the face of it the worst deal I've ever done. Ross Beaty came to me. For those readers who don't know who Ross Beaty is, he's one of the most successful mining financiers in North America in the last 40 years. Ross Beaty came to me with an idea to buy a whole bunch of out-of-the-money copper deposits back 15 years ago when copper was very, very cheap. And the initial proposal for him was that I put up $2 million, he put up no money, and I got 45% of the stock, and he got 55% of the stock. In other words, all the money was mine, and he still got more than half the stock. Now, that's a preposterously stupid deal, except for that it was with Ross Beaty. And the consequence of it being with Ross Beaty, irrespective of the valuation, is that it turned out to be one of the best financial deals I've ever done in my life, which goes to the value of people. If you have the ability to be not merely with an A-grade person, but a triple-A person, Bob Quartermain, Lucas Lundin,
mm-hmm.
Ross Beaty, you know, that group, the top of the top of the top, particularly in the early stages of the venture when you're trying to make a valuation as opposed to establish a valuation, there's no point that's as valuable as the caliber of the people. But I'm talking about if you're dealing with AAA people, maybe all the way down to A people, but certainly not B or C people.
Well, that's a very good point, Rick. And people, we all have seen this, able to drive stories that I think would surprise other investors and other analysts. But the fact of the matter is, and you even addressed it, their cost of capital is lower. The connections that they have are much better. They can get deals done in bear markets, and that can sometimes be a defining factor, too, picking up properties when an asset price is low. They have the vision, and they also have the confidence that they can not only keep the company running, but when that market does turn, they're going to be positioned probably better than anybody to take advantage of an escalating resource price, whatever that resource is that they have.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You know, it's a real pleasure to have Rick Rule on the show. Another fellow who I never get tired of chatting with because I learned so much from him is Avi Gilbert. Avi is probably, next to Corey, the best technician out there, I would have to say. Having said that, Avi, let's start out talking a little bit about the metals markets, if you don't mind. What are your technicals telling you?
We've been in, I mean, clearly we've been in a consolidation now for, since we first came into August. And to me, it looks like the correction can continue. The one thing I'm looking for is a breakout in GDX over 31, which would be an initial indication that the correction is done. But that's not my main expectation right now. My main expectation is that this can still go on for at least another, you know, couple of weeks, maybe even another month or so. Depending on what I'm seeing, there's a possibility we may get what we call a B-wave triangle playing out over the next 2 to 3 weeks, just taking us up and down, up and down, up and down, sideways for a couple weeks, and then resolving lower down towards the maybe the 22 region on the GDX. But I just don't think, I don't have any strong signals yet that this correction is over. I would love to see it over, but I just don't have any strong signals yet that this correction is over.
So, Avi, I'm with you. I would love to see this correction be over, but I continue to be in the camp, too, that thinks that the trend definitely for the precious metals, even when you look at GDX, is slightly down. We've been putting in lower highs. And with this sell-off, even if we do, let's say, go down to 22, in the big picture scheme of things, this is still a healthy correction, correct?
No question in my mind. What I've noted to in most of my reports is that you really need to break below the 1970 level on the GDX to really have any worries about anything more sinister. As long as we stay over 1970 on the GDX, I'm looking at this as just a healthy correction and another opportunity to add positions.
Well, that correction is going on right now, no question about that. But I want to flip over, if you don't mind, really quickly. What are your comments on the energy sector? That is gaining an awful lot of attention right now.
You know, I'm sorry to say I don't have any strong feelings about it. I'm looking at this as a purgatory at this point. I would prefer, my preference would be that the oil market resolves lower to a double bottom and maybe even just undercut the prior lows that were struck earlier this year. But, you know, that would be my preference. But anything going higher would just mean we're in a much longer degree corrective state, even if we go higher. So my preference would really be either a double bottom or a lower low so that I can get much more bullish about the sector in general.
Well, Avi, again, some of my technicals, and I've been on record saying that I think we are going to continue to chop down in the oil market, and some of these day-to-day moves a lot come from different narratives coming out of OPEC and even non-OPEC countries as to supply freezes, potential supply freezes, but again, nothing has been solidified. So if you take out that day-to-day noise, I do also continue to see oil drifting lower. Another market that I want to talk about are the U.S. markets. The U.S. markets continue to do well. They continue just to grind higher, even when we had that volatility creep into the markets about 2 weeks ago. What's your outlook for the future of the U.S. markets?
Well, my outlook has always been that we're going to, my target long-term, 2537 to 2610 on the S&P before we see any further major corrections. Where we are on a smaller degree is as long as we stay below the 2183, 2185 region on the SPX, I think we're setting up for another leg down before this correction runs its course. So I'm looking for probably, you know, maybe we may try to push it a little bit higher one more time early next week. But overall, I'm thinking that we're probably going to see another leg lower. If I'm wrong, it means the market's going to take out the 2203 level. That is that's a fib level that I've been watching for a very long time. And once we take out the 2203 level, that's a strong signal to me that 2350 is up next. But for now, I think we probably could get another leg lower before we start that next rally phase.
Avi, we had a number of comments during the week about the euro and how people were feeling that the collapse of the euro is probably right around the corner, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when you couple your technicals with some of the comments of Angela Merkel and some of the other comments from pundits around the world, when you'd have to look at the banking situation in Spain, when you look at the banking situation right now in Italy, I don't think things look very good, positive, for lack of better terms, for the euro. What do your charts tell you?
Well, I personally don't follow the euro. I have an analyst team that tracks the euro. The only thing that I personally track is the dollar. And from a dollar perspective, you know, we came into 2016 believing in one perspective for the dollar, and that is dollar dormancy. That was our perspective coming into 2016. Our expectation was that we were just going to continue to move sideways. It's going to go up, down, up, down, up, down. And that was our expectation for 2016. So far, that's pretty much what we've been expecting. I'm looking for a potential major breakout to the upside again, potentially out in 2017 to 2018 in the dollar, which potentially would have negative implications on the euro. So I'm still looking for mostly, you know, more up-down, sideways type of movements. But as long as the dollar stays over that 90 level on the Dixie, my expectation is going to be this consolidation will ultimately resolve much higher in the years to come.
Interesting comments on the dollar there, Avi. It's been, I would say, a pretty boring market for about a year and a half now, ever since it went on that run and topped out in the early part of 2015. We've been very much range-bound. There is one other sector that I do want you to look at, and that is bonds, long-term bonds. We started to see a sell-off 2 weeks ago, a pretty significant sell-off. Do you think that bonds have topped?
Well, it's funny. I'm looking at the report right now. But I don't post very often on bonds. I have two analysts that follow it in our room. And back in June 27th, I did a joint article with one of my analysts on June 27th. And the article was entitled, "Beware of Bonds Blowing Up." And that basically was, we were very, very close to the top there on the TLT from what I'm seeing. I'm pulling that up as we speak. But we were very close to the top at that point on the TLT. I think we hit it a week later or so on TLT when we hit that top. But the potential is that, you know, we see the potential that there may still be one more higher high sitting out there. But anybody that is looking at bonds from a long-term perspective, should not be. From our perspective, based upon our long-term accounts and expectations, we believe that this is the first time we've ever come out publicly saying this. We've not been saying this for years like many other people. This is the first time we've actually looked at this and said, you know what, I think we really have a very strong indication for topping, if not having already topped long-term on bonds.
Well, Avi, it's always great to have you on the show and to get your updated technicals. I spend a lot of time not only on your site, but also exchanging back and forth with you. I know that a lot of people do tune into your website. I recommend everybody checking out Avi's website, ElliottWaveTrader.net. Avi, always appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. Continuing our first hour of the weekend edition, chatting with one of our favorite guests. I say that too often, but in this case, it's very, very true, and that is Valentin Schmidt. Valentin is the business editor of the Epoch Times, a really, really interesting paper. We decided a good thing to talk about with Valentin would be the situation with the Deutsche Bank. Let me quote Tyler Durden here, exactly. Tyler said back in his really great website, Zero Hedge, some have even raised the possibility of a government bailout of Germany's largest bank, which would be a defining event and a symbolic blow to the image of Europe's largest economy. I could not agree with Mr. Durden more. What are your comments there, Valentin?
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Take
the public compliment, even if you say it to everyone. Zero Hedge, of course, you know, they've been covering this for quite a while, and I mostly agree with them. I mean, if you look at the stock price of Deutsche Bank and, you know, you overlay it with a Lehman, then you have the same thing. And the interesting thing, what I recently came across is I spoke to Reggie Middleton of the Boom and Bust blogger. You know, he has this Bitcoin company called Veritasium. And he also used to call Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, because what he does is he doesn't listen to anybody. He just takes the report and slices it apart, where he has a few people working on it for a couple of days to amalgamate all the footnotes and look at all the accounting practices and stuff like that. And I don't think he did that with Lehman, but he did it with Deutsche Bank. However, there's a similarity. So he did it with Deutsche Bank. He says there's a couple of things which are crazy. For example, they don't adjust the value of their collateral for loans. So if they give a loan to a shipping company and then the ships fall in price, they say there's no reason we should adjust the collateral or the loan value. So they have a lot of things at face value where collateral might have already fallen quite a bit. And that wasn't exactly the case with Lehman, but Lehman had a similar thing where they were hiding all their repo funding. They were wholesale, short-term repo funding. Most of their funding came from that market, and they were hiding it off balance sheet and footnotes. And Citigroup at that time, Matt King, a very good analyst at Citigroup, he went through the footnotes and amalgamated everything. And he did it for all the companies, but the change in Lehman Brothers in September that was just striking. So you have a chart where you see like actually the reduction in the funding, which is again interesting. And Lehman Brothers, it was just crazy. It went down by half or something like that, and you could see it. And then 2 weeks later, the thing goes bankrupt. And I actually do believe that this note was responsible for the bankruptcy, because nowadays when you have a bank run, it's not the depositors who are staging the bank run. It's the other institutions that are staging the bank run. And you had those institutions already pulling their lines from Lehman back in the days. And then after that note came out, it just, you know, kept pulling them, and there was no more funding, and Lehman went bust. And we actually see that, I think in the spring we saw that happening with Deutsche Bank as well. As soon as the people are smelling blood, they stop pulling the funding, also for their derivative transactions, etc., and then eventually it's game over. I don't even want to get into this whole, you know, litigation problem that Deutsche Bank has, because that's really a tangential issue. I mean, that will, you know, hurt the equity for sure, the $14 billion fine, but it's really the dodgy accounting and the confidence in their balance sheet that will make counterparties say, hey, let's pull the funding. So I was working in banking in 2008, and I remember these talks, you know, where people at our bank, a European bank, would say, hey, let's pull the lines to Morgan Stanley, you know, let's not extend any more credit to them. That's how it works. I mean, it's crazy because the whole banking system is interconnected and everybody's funded by everybody. But if you single out one entity and think, oh, it's too risky, then that will bring it down. And then, because that entity is holding the threads on one hand, and then on the other hand, it's also giving credit to other banks. And then it has this Lehman effect where you have like a complete halt down, because none of the banks can get financing anymore. And in this case, and that's what Reggie said, and I agree, it will be different this time because they're not going to make that mistake again, and they will do what Zero Hedge says. They will bail it out one way or another. Reggie says there's already a stealth bailout going on where the ECB is stepping in and replacing counterparty lines as much as they can, or maybe they're forcing banks to extend counterparty lines. Probably the rescue will look like a Bear Stearns type of thing where some crazy bank comes and takes over the balance sheet with ECB backstopping. Maybe they'll spin it off into a bad bank or something like that. But they cannot afford to have it collapse, because if they say they have, what, 70 trillion in notional derivatives, you have to appreciate the fact that there's a counterparty on each side of the trade, on the other side of the trade, that is, you know, waiting for money. And especially once you know, the net exposure is always very low, but that is only if the counterparty actually pays up. Once you don't have a counterparty anymore, it's gross exposure, and the losses for the counterparties will be staggering.
All right, Valentin, I want to continue this talk about the counterparty risk, but extend it to other banks within Europe. Also, a side note, talking about the situation that Deutsche Bank is in, even taking out this Department of Justice new, I guess, lawsuit or fine that has come down. Even before that, there's been data out of the FDIC, that's the U.S. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, that says Deutsche Bank is the riskiest in the world with a leverage ratio of 2.68%. Some of the other stats that are staggering is actually the capital to assets ratio for Deutsche Bank is worse than it was for any of the U.S. banks before the 2008 financial crisis. So a lot of strikes going against Deutsche Bank. But let's say that there is either a bailout that comes in from the EU. where's the trickle over going to come in terms of other European banks? Because we all know banks in Italy, banks in Spain, all of these are struggling as well.
With the bailout, it's interesting that, of course, the equity holder is going to get screwed. That's what happened in 2008 with American banks. I mean, they're already screwed. You know, the share price is down 90% since before the crisis. But actually, unless they're dumb enough to engineer a bail-in of some unsecured or secured creditors and even worse, depositors, then actually the effect will probably be limited. I mean, I feel sorry for the people who still own those bank stocks, but they're going to lose a ton of money. Other than that, nothing will change. If, however, they decide to bail in depositors in Italy, and they have talked about that, then they will have a real classic bank run on their hand, and the people will really withdraw their cash, and then the whole Italian banking system will collapse. And if they want to bail in secured creditors, then you're going to have a crash in the bond prices as well, and you're going to have a crash, or possibly you're going to have a freeze up of the interbank market. If they don't do that, I think the effects will be fairly limited.
You know, Corey, I got to tell you, as a CA, chartered accountant, you understand financial statements better than probably 99% of the people out there. And I have to say, you got to be kind of really, really concerned, because Deutsche Bank is not, we're not talking about a minuscule bank. We're talking about a world powerhouse. And I got to tell you, you understand the implications of this thing going down, or at least having to be bailed out, as I said, better than anybody. What are your thoughts if this would actually happen?
I think there are two things to consider here. One, and something that Valentin brought up, is that you can look at the balance sheets of some of these banks, especially Deutsche Bank, but it's about grinding down and understanding the way that they're valuing certain assets and certain liabilities. And if Deutsche Bank is not realizing the either replacement value or the fair market value of different assets that are being held as collateral for many loans, then I think that is a serious issue that does need to be dealt with. But unfortunately, through some of the accounting rules, they can designate these assets and these liabilities as certain financial instruments, which don't require them to realize them at fair market value. That's one issue. And then a bail-in or a bail-out, this is outside of the spectrum of accounting entirely, simply because it's almost like free money. Obviously, no money is free, but when you start talking about bailouts, bail-ins, you're dealing with a whole other issue there. And as I mentioned to Valentin earlier, I think it's all about the trickle over to the rest of Europe.
Really does need to be fixed. There's no question about that. You know, having witnessed a number of local bank failures here in the United States when I was involved with the American Pacific Bank, pump was faded on NASDAQ. I got to tell you, if the numbers don't work, the numbers don't work, and there's nothing you can do to fix it. I really hate to see this situation going on. Stick around. We've got to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.